If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so you know how everyone's got that nightmare neighbor story? The ones that make you wonder, like, are they doing this on purpose? Well, you wrote in and, oh boy, your story takes the cake. It blows my mind how these things go from like 0 to 100, right?
It's true though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're right. It's like that fear we all have deep down about our homes. They're supposed to be our safe space.
Yeah.
And when that gets messed with, it hits a nerve.
Totally. And yours started so innocently, like, you found this great new apartment, got your little Malibu Daisy all settled, and Luna came along to join the pack. It was like the perfect little family. Then, dun, 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 the upstairs family moves in.
Yeah, that's usually how these things start, right? Anytime you change the, you know, who's who in a building.
Yeah.
Especially apartments. Things can get a little tense.
To say the least. It started small, though. Weird stuff, like finding pizza crusts on your balcony.
Yeah.
Pizza crusts of all things.
You'd think they'd at least, like, I don't know, throw it in the trash. It's about having respect for where you live and for the people you share that space with.
It's just common courtesy. But it escalated, though, didn't it? 7 kids will do that, I guess. All that running, shouting. It was like they were, I don't know, bowling up there sometimes.
And that's where it becomes more than just annoying. There's actual research on this. Noise pollution. It messes with your sleep, your stress levels, even your heart.
It's not just in your head. It really does affect you. And poor Daisy. You said she was never a barker before, but she started getting anxious with all the commotion. So now you're tiptoeing around your own place, taking Luna out at all hours, trying to keep the peace. Then came the bowling ball incident. A bowling ball.
That's right. You mentioned that. Sounded intense.
Intense is an understatement. They were dropping it, I'm assuming, in their dryer or something.
Yeah.
Followed by music so loud, our listener said the whole apartment shook. That's not kids being kids anymore. That's just inconsiderate.
Right. That's what they call unreasonable noise,
really?
Legally speaking. Though proving it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other can of worms.
Oh, I bet. And just when you think it can't get any worse, it does. You said you had a leak in your kitchen ceiling, right?
Yeah.
And when your husband went to check it out, well, that's when things took a dark turn.
It's amazing how these things spiral. You think you're dealing with one thing and bam. There's a whole other layer.
It was like a whole different story up there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You described the kids being home alone, the youngest one looking neglected, and the father yelling. It's awful.
And suddenly your own frustration with the noise.
Yeah.
It gets complicated. Now you're worried about these kids.
Absolutely. Talk about a moral dilemma. But even with all that going on, you still tried to handle it the right way. You even apologized for your dogs barking.
Which, let's be real, probably seemed crazy at that point. But it shows how much you wanted to find a peaceful solution.
So tell me, how'd that go over?
Yeah, you said not well.
Let's just say it didn't go as planned. An 8 a.m. knock on the door, accusations about your dogs barking. At 8 a.m., the irony.
It's funny how that happens. It's like they turn it around on you, project their own issues onto you. Suddenly you're the problem.
Right. It's like they want to control everything you do in your own home.
Which brings us to my favorite part of this whole saga, the Mayberry RFD tactic genius.
It's that primal instinct, right? Fight fire with fire, give them a taste of their own medicine. So for our listeners who are like, Mayberry what? Fill us in, what'd you do? You said you started recording it all, the worst noises, whistling music, the works. Then when they least expected it, bam, Mayberry RFD theme song, full blast.
Yeah.
You even mimicked their whistling. You went all in.
There's actually a psychological thing called mirroring. Therapists use it sometimes to help people see their behavior from the outside.
But in this case, it was less about therapy, more about well-deserved payback. Did it work, even a little?
Yeah.
For a hot second, they were thrown off guard, for sure. A brief moment of peace. But of course, this is a nightmare neighbor story. It couldn't last. What happened after the Mayberry incident? What'd they do? What happened after the Mayberry incident? What'd they do?
It sounds like they upped the ante.
They did. Yeah. It got kind of scary for a minute there, didn't it?
You're talking about the
sabotage.
Right. Missing tools, the mail, things like that.
It was like they declared war.
It's that escalation thing again. Sometimes trying to get back at them, even in a harmless way, just makes things worse.
And the irony of it all, the husband, the ringleader of all this chaos, he wasn't just any neighbor. He was an Anglican minister.
Wow. Talk about a contradiction.
It really makes you wonder. The people we think we know.
Right? We all have our secrets, I guess. Our public faces and our private ones.
True that. But even with all this going on, you still try to find a peaceful resolution. You sought out mediation.
Mediation can be really helpful. It's about finding that common ground, even when it seems impossible.
It's tough, though, sitting down with someone you feel like you're at war with. And in your case, it took a special kind of intervention, Mrs. Eleanor. Am I right?
Mrs. Eleanor. It sounds like she was the key to all of this.
She really was. For those listening, you described this lovely older woman in your building who stepped in. I love that she orchestrated that private meeting between you and the husband. It's like she knew you both just needed to talk.
Sometimes that's all it takes. A neutral third party. Someone who can help bridge the gap.
And amazingly enough, it worked. The noise went down. You reached some kind of agreement. You even had that community gathering.
There's hope in that, isn't there? Even in the messiest situations.
You know, listening to your story, it really drives home that this wasn't just about noise. It was about so much more. Respect boundaries, finding those unexpected connections.
It makes you think about your own neighbors, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly.
It really does. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. It's a good reminder that even in those nightmare neighbor situations, there's always hope. And to everyone listening, keep those letters coming. You never know. Your story might be our next deep dive.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.